Blog Talk Radio. Not that way, Ginger. I meant dancing.
Oh,
that's
okay. How are you?
Man, it has been a harsh week. It's been harsh.
Whew. It's been a long weekend. That's fine. It's been a three-day weekend for me. So today I'm kind of still on weekend. Kind of nice.
Happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans.
Yes, that was yesterday.
Well, the official celebration here in Texas.
Yeah.
Today, we'd like to say hello to our veterans because we weren't here yesterday. We love you.
We were here, sort of, but not like here on air. So, you know, if you check by the website, I wrote a nice little rant, and if you check on Twitter, and I think we're probably on Facebook. Girl, I made clothes like, whoa, this weekend.
Yes, I know. I was standing beside you when you were doing it. You forgot.
That's true. I still like my Dalek one. Dalek run.
Yeah, Ginger is becoming a clothes maven.
I is definitely trying.
And I put up my shoe up on Facebook. I was good. I did.
Wait, let's shoot. Oh, I missed that one. I'm going to have to go back and look.
Oh, you suck.
I'm going. Which one?
You suck.
Hi, is anybody else's Facebook like just sitting there? There we go. It was sitting there just like spinning.
You.
And if I do, they liked it.
Anybody want to come by and pick her up? Pick up, take her with you.
Thank you, Miss Corey.
Like has nothing to do with this. They need to pick you up. You are out of control, ma'am.
But not actually out of control. Oh my God, those are awesome.
Well, she didn't see them before. What am I going to do with you?
No. Well, those are two. No, somebody just posted some nail art on Facebook. Gaming Mommies, they are Dragon Ball Z.
Don't see how Ginger does me? Let me go look at your stuff and then go, and then says, oh, not for you. Look, and not for you, by the way, Corey.
I
am done with you today.
Mm-mm. I lose you. Mm-mm. You know how it is. I see something shiny, mm-mm, and I totally forget what I was looking at.
Not.
And why can't I find you?
Not going for
it. You put it up on the Game of Matrix page, right?
Anyway, welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey. And that lady over there who is having the butterfly syndrome is Ginger.
Yes. Oh, there they are. Oh, those are cute.
Never
hey, I was there for that.
Hush up. Where you're going or where you've been or what's going on. We're here every day.
Every day. Literally every day. You can find us every day.
Mm-hmm. From
all day.
7 to noon Central Standard Time.
Hours of the day you can find us.
I'm not about all that now. She's trying to get us in trouble.
Girl, I've seen your hours. They're about as bad as mine.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was asleep whenever it happened.
Like trade off. I'm up to like 2 or 3, 4 in the morning, and she's up at 4 in the morning and starts going. Yeah, we trade off.
I was up at possibly 4 this morning, I believe. I'm really not sure. I'm trying to remember. I have no recollection of a certain time period during today. I really don't. How you people doing out there?
Doing good. How you doing, Miss Corey?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm trying to find these charts. I'm going to need for you all to just stop it with the charts. All that. I love those people over there that send us the charts every week. You're not going to get them yet because, you know, I have to sift through a bunch of other stuff they send me. I love it when they do this. I got like 85 charts. We usually share with one with you all just so you know because that's the only one y'all really care about. But, yeah, we got like 80. I got a list of like 85 charts that all range from 1 to like 100. Did you know that, Ginger? We had those
from 1 to 100.
1 to 100.
Then why don't we only do 10? Man, I could come up with like all kinds of cool little songs for 100.
Do you think people want to say, listen to us do 100 charts?
And 100.
Are you mad, woman? Are you mad?
Do I hang out with you? Yes, I'm mad.
Ah, this is true. Oh, all right. Can I say hello to your stalker? Can I say?
You can go right on ahead and say hello if you like. Because if they're listening, I'm totally doing the whole flipping my nose at you. Thumb on my nose.
Stalker. Ginger has a new stalker.
I do have a new stalker. People, I understand. You got to protect your information out there. But if you lie and make a bunch of people feel bad for you, saying, you know, you've got some horrible, deadly disease or disorder or whatnot, and then we find out you don't, all hell is going to break loose.
Ginger is just now, this is, what is it, your second year?
Yeah.
Your second year with us? Yeah, we're just getting to the point where she's starting to learn how crazy some of you are.
Mm-hmm. Some of you just, literally, I felt sick once I figured that out, and I was like, I mean, I had a suspicion, but, you know, it's always, you don't want to think bad about those kind of things.
Mm-mm. If I don't see it with my own eyes or hear it or something, I tend to not. You can't come to me online talking about donate money. We need money for blah, blah. Mm-mm.
He is mad that I found that and that I let everybody else know.
Oh, wow. Now she has narrowed down to gender. She's just telling everything. What?
Dude. Did you read what I posted on the website?
I did. I read it, and I was like, oh, man. Somebody has gotten all up in a Ginger's bonnet. The bee in her bonnet today. Okay, you know what? We're going to talk about this, you and I, off air later. I got some questions. But okay. I do want to share this bit of news. Ginger's probably not going to like this.
No. Hold on. What are you talking about? What am I not going to like?
Halo.
No, not my Halo.
Now, we're not doing the charts yet, but I can tell you this much. Halo 4 has done very well in the UK and probably here in the US. I don't have those numbers yet. Hello, people with charts. Speed it up. But even though it topped the charts, it is still unable to match Halo 3 or Halo Reach even when it comes to sales. The game was released last Tuesday and became the 18th largest SKU launch when measured by week one sales, putting it behind its predecessor, Halo 3, which is the 15th largest, and Halo Reach, which was the 12th largest. Last week's number one, of course, was Assassin's Creed, saw a 73% drop in sales to fall to number two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, it's only number two. Also, FIFA. Yeah,
FIFA, you hacksters.
Yes, I will be telling you guys about these a little bit later on in the podcast. You get to hear the charts and what else was on the charts, some interesting things. Yeah. So, stop texting me during that show.
Text harder.
No. Don't do it. Really? I'm getting some odd questions via text and all kinds of stuff. I'm going to need y'all to localize your harassments to one form of social media. Stop
good
it.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. J. Dukes. Mr. J., are you wearing a helmet in that picture?
He is wearing a helmet.
Wow. All right.
Out of order. It's too early to be that out of order. I'm going to hang a sign from your neck.
I know. That's a nice helmet, though. I'm going to take that in the divorce, okay? All right. Where is the story at? There we go. I pulled this one up. Via YouTube, Yahoo News section, the tech section this morning, and SEAL Team 6 members reprimanded in video game consulting deal. I've been hearing rumbles about this. I've been hearing little stories about this. I'm going to start trying to get you more information about this. 7 members of the Navy's now famous SEAL Team 6 have been issued letters of reprimand and docked pay after divulging classified information to video game maker Electronic Arts. This is coming from CBS News. The SEALs see people, how that is. Everything's on Google. We can find it. The SEALs revealed the secret information in the course of their work as consultants for EA's Medal of Honor Warfighter game, which boasts of its high level of realism thanks to input from current and former soldiers, according to CBS. This is funny, by the way. There was a meme over on my Facebook today that had this. What was it? Something about, tell me more about how your Medal of Honor is real. Tell me about how you can die from being stabbed in the foot. Anyways, one of the disciplined SEALs participated in the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, though that mission is not portrayed in the game. According to CBS, four members of the team who remain in the armed services are under investigation for this. Wow, the letters of reprimand can make it difficult to get promoted. A letter of reprimand can make it difficult for you to re-enlist.
Wow.
Talking promotion, we're talking that could get you kicked out.
Wow.
Yeah, you call up for re-enlisting, they can be like, no, it's fine. We got enough people, thanks.
You can leave your resume in that stack over there.
Yes, 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 yes. And don't forget, that stapler's ours.
I want to know why Jay Dukes is wearing that helmet.
He's playing Medal of Honor real life.
He's not LARPing. He is not LARPing.
Is he not LARPing?
You are not LARPing.
LARP.
Are you LARPing?
That must be hotter. Hotter if he LARPs.
I'm going to need you not to be LARPing.
And if you are LARPing, I may need pictures.
Yeah, I'm going to move along. Sometimes you just cannot say what's going on in your head. I can't say it. No, but I will talk about this particular person. Somebody needs to alert their web people that they are not the president, and they need to not put up a website saying that they are. Yes, people, I am talking about Mitt Romney. Yeah. Yeah, he had a transition website that momentarily went live that basically was kind of behaving as though he was the president. The site was only up temporarily. A few people managed to grab some, namely our friends over at Daily News and Political Wire, which shows the team was ready to roll with the information about the January 21st presidential inauguration and future cabinet nominees even. And on the site it said, I am excited about our prospects as a nation. My priority is putting people back to work in America. And there's this whole picture. I don't understand how this happened personally. Mm-hmm. Unless you want your website to go live, it generally doesn't.
I know. Somebody, they hire like these college students and these recently graduated high school students, usually for cheap, to work on their campaign. Mm-hmm. And you can hire tech support for flipping cheap nowadays. You can hire, a teen. Oh, I think probably your 12-year-olds know how to make a website nowadays.
Yeah.
So it's really easy. You get one of these really hyper, really, on the go, right there, hair trigger kind of people working this, and they hit post. And ta-da, it's out there for everyone to see. And you can't take it back, because there were people watching that with, their hands over the print screen. Print screen.
Hey, that's better than a camera some days.
Once it's out there on the internet, if it's out there for even a second, out there forever.
Now, that was a short one, so, Ginger, if I may.
You may. You do another one.
I am so excited about this next one because y'all know.
What do you mean?
Me and Adam Sessler, whom I affectionately refer to as the Sess.
Are you going to sit in his lap?
Dude, I have already sat in the lap. I've been in the arms. Wait a minute. I talked too much. Shut up, Corey. Okay, anyway.
I don't think I've heard all this story.
You're not going to either. Anyway, Reverse Vision 3 Discovery.
Nice.
Look, I'm trying not to get the man in. Shut up, Corey. Okay, so anyway, Vision 3, a Discovery Communications digital video network, self-described as a television network for the internet generation, has announced the appointment of former X-Play host Adam Sessler as its new executive producer of games content. Woo! Says he will work with Rev 3 Games host Max Scoville, Tara Long, and Anthony Carboni, and the network also hopes to leverage Sessler's longtime following to create. leverage Sessler's longtime following to create interactive programming that engages viewers and maximizes a constraint-free environment of online video. Rev 3 Games was launched earlier this year, and the network said that it is now looking to double down on its game content strategy by creating the most credible, high-quality destination for those seeking the latest video game news, reviews, and hands-on demos and exclusive video game trailers. With Sessler's former network, G4, canceling X-Play and Attack of the Show and refocusing as a GQ magazine-style channel. Yeah, that's right. Y'all heard it right. Perhaps there's an opportunity for Revision 3. Sessler is quoted as saying, "I cannot overstate how excited I am to be joining Revision 3. It is my desire to create innovative and video content that addresses the game industry in this period of rapid evolution could not find a better outlet. Nowhere else could I indulge my need for unvarnished opinions on the game industry and appetite for irreverent fun. This may be a new beginning, but I already feel right at home." Adam, congratulations and good luck to you. And when are we coming on? And hands above the waist, please.
Okay. Really? Really? What was it like that?
You asked too many questions, reporter girl. So anyway.
Yes. Yes, I do, but that's what makes me awesome.
Gentlemen did not touch me inappropriately.
In any way, she didn't want to be inappropriately touched.
I didn't say anything. I'm kidding. We are professional adults. We do not do those sorts of things. I don't say we don't think them. Facial expressions say a lot.
Okay.
Anyway, I do want to say to Jay, who says he wants us to know he's in the military, how can we not know these things? There's things you don't know about us either, Jay.
I did not know that, Jay.
I still love you. Thank you, Jay.
Jay, that's awesome. Thank you, Jay. I actually did not know that. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, Jay. That just makes you even more hotter. Even more hotter? More hot. More hot. I'm sorry. Me and my Texas slang are going to, yeah. Anyways. So, more legal troubles for Silicon Knights in epic court fight. This is going to be good. You know, everybody's fighting. I don't know what it is about this time of year, but it started, about 2 months back? And it's every time, about, 2 to 4 months, up until about January, February. Everybody fights, and then everything's good. And then it gets messy again. Anyways, Vancouver-based developer, a U.S. court to recall and destroy all unsold copies of games using Unreal Engine 3.
What?
This is including Two Human and X-Men Destiny. The new ruling on the post-trial motions for the case between Silicon Knights and Epic Games also saw Epic's jury award upped from $4.5 million to over $9 million, much to the chagrin of the troubled studio. The ruling released on Wednesday also ordered Silicon Knights to stop using Epic Games' licensed technology and remove it from the company's game engine. The studio has also been given until December 10th to destroy any code built using Epic's technology. But the court order specifically naming Two Human, X-Men Destiny, Siren in the Maelstrom. Maelstrom?
Maelstrom.
Maelstrom. And the Sandman. And the Box Ritualist. Silicon Knights must notify the court by December 21st and again on February 21st of 2013 concerning all ordered injunctions, all of which will be at SK's expense. Oh my God, that's a huge pee-pee smack.
I'm going to need you not to do that.
That was like one of those rulers with the metal edgings on it, even.
Ooh. Oh, have you ever gotten hit in the hand with one of those?
Yes, I have.
I have too.
You can hit off the pee-pee with one of those, can be yours.
Ooh, for those of you who have never been hit in the hand with the ruler with the metal edging, ooh.
I sliced my finger open on one of those.
My first grade teacher would do that.
Wow.
In the hand, if you got one smack in the hand for misbehaving, like, throwing milk, which I like to do.
You threw milk.
You remember back in the day when you were little, they would give you milk at school. You had a milk time.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw milk at somebody. Hey. Hey, they had it coming. You know who you are. You had it coming.
You cannot cut your wife, Jay. Your future wife. You cannot cut your future wife.
Oh, man. I'm staying out of that.
Or even the future wedding. But I still get half the gaming collection.
Oh. Mm.
And the keys.
Mm. I'm going to buy my own beeswax. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm backing out of that one. Hi, Adam. Okay, so...
Oh, it's getting brought. Bring it. The hell with it.
It's already been brought it.
I took the spork in the divorce, Jay. That's where divorce
is. You need to see if you had a metal edge ruler. You would be in business right now. Or you could be THQ and in huge trouble. THQ.
Oh, what's been before?
THQ defaulted on a $50 million loan to Wells Fargo. And if anybody who has Wells Fargo knows, you do not play with Wells Fargo. Oh, my God. Wells Fargo. They will mess you up, Wells Fargo. Okay. So troubled publisher THQ has defaulted, as I just said, on a $50 million loan from Wells Fargo. This was revealed in SEC filings last week. The publisher has defaulted at least once during the fiscal quarter ended September 30th. For that quarter, can't say that word. THQ revealed a loss of $21 million and confirmed the appointment of Centerview Partners to look at the possibility of a sale. Now, despite the default, Wells Fargo has continued to fund requests from THQ, with the publisher saying it is confident it can reach an agreement with the bank. No, you can't. Run away, THQ. Run. That's how they get you.
Run away.
If THQ remains in default, it will need to pay back the entire loan with interest.
All sorts of issues.
Mm-hmm. And
red balloons.
Yep. It did start with the red balloons. They need to pay back this loan with an interest rate increase of 2%, according to their original terms and conditions. THQ, I don't know what to say to you. I don't know how to help you.
I don't know either.
It's one thing. Red balloons are one thing. But $50 million? I got a dollar you can have. That'll bring it down to $49,999,999,999.
Oh, Miss Corey, you're killing me. I'm
sorry, I can't breathe. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
That was me laughing, girl. That wasn't my mic breaking up. Okay.
Mike was doing some weird stuff a second ago.
Was it like this?
No. It was
breaking up?
Yeah, it was breaking up everywhere. It was crazy. It was like scratchy and loud. I swear to God, it was like the scratch monster was going to get you on each.
I blame you. Okay, Blizzard. I got to tell him about Blizzard. I'm sorry. No, you can't have it. Last week.
It was mine, and I was going to talk about Spy or something, but okay.
No, you can't. It's mine.
Oh.
All right, so last week we had some breaking news where we finally were vindicated because we've been telling y'all for months Blizzard was hacked and giving away our stuff. There was a class action lawsuit filed against them, which alleges...
I want my $1 out of that, by the way.
I do, too. Alleges that the developer failed to secure players' information, and the lawsuit also accuses Blizzard of fraud and unjust enrichment for requiring players to set up a Battle.net account. Well, they finally responded. Not to us, by the way, because they don't respond to us. Probably because we're live. and they insist that the suit is without merit and filled with patently false information. They said that they vigorously defend themselves through the appropriate... Oh, it intends to vigorously defend itself through appropriate legal channel. You know what that says? We're guilty. The rest of the statement we... The rest of the statement goes as such, says we want to reiterate that we take the security of our players' data very seriously and we're fully committed to defending our network infrastructure. We also recognize that the cyber threat landscape is always evolving and we're constantly working to track the latest developments and make improvements to our defenses. The suits claim that we did not properly notify players regarding the August 2012 security breach is not true. Anybody out there notified in August that their account had been breached other than by us? No.
Because we were out there throwing a fit about that.
We sure were. Not only, they say, did Blizzard act quickly to provide information to the public about the situation, we explained the actions we were taking and let players know how the incident affected them, including the fact that no names, credit card numbers, or other sensitive financial information was disclosed. And they said, you can read letters to our players. They put it up on their website, but we all know you can backtake stuff, so we're not impressed. There's also a comprehensive FAQ, they said, related to the situation on their website. The suit also claims that the Battle.net authenticator is required in order to maintain a minimum level of security on the player's Battle.net account information that's stored on Blizzard's network systems. This claim is also completely untrue, they say, and apparently based on a misunderstanding of the authenticator's purpose. The Battle.net authenticator is an optional tool that players can use to further protect their Battle.net account in the event that their login credentials are compromised outside of Blizzard's network infrastructure. Why would you be outside the infrastructure trying to play games if you have... Mm-hmm. Anyway, available as a physical device or as a free app for the iOS or Android device. Oh, now it's on the Android. I don't want it. It offers players an added level of security against account theft attempts that stem from sources such as phishing attacks, virus is packaged with seemingly harmful file downloads and websites embedded with malicious code. And I want to ask you, I didn't have any of that. I visited your website once to sign up for the beta for StarCraft, mm-hmm. and somehow my information got out. I'm curious.
That is nuts. That is nuts. I know. Because, you know, I argue. I have a friend of mine that argues with me. Well, you have, or even Blaster does it. No, you have the authenticator. Your account can't get hacked. Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Not hack is a piece of paper. And even that can be hacked with the right pair of scissors. So, no.
Ooh, I like that. I may steal that. All right, so... Fat Mayor, too many donuts. They use Spy Something for iPhone.
Wait, hey, Fat Mayor?
Fat Mayor, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a walk away course.
I know, right? Louisiana-based mobile game startup announces the release of Spy Something for the iPhone market. What? Spy Something is the first release from Fat Mayor Games. The company plans to release several titles to the iOS platform as well as Android, web, and platforms throughout the next year. Spy Something, playing on the nostalgic feeling of childhood experiences, Spy Something allows friends to challenge one another in a creative guessing game. Using the iPhone's camera feature as the tool of choice, combined with familiar gameplay, friends select from a list of crafted descriptive words. Snap familiar gameplay, snap a photo, a challenge, and challenge one another to guess the word that best describes the picture. Friends keep guessing correctly to watch their streaks grow. All right, so what else we got? Fat Mayor Games is an independent game development startup based in Louisiana. They did not give me a price. So, yeah, anyways, it's Spy Something, and it's for the iPhone, so check it out. Maybe it's free. I don't know. I'm looking. They didn't give me a price. Sorry, folks. All right. I can do another one.
You're going to have to. I have to answer an email. Our lovely people at Baldur's Gate. Hello. Mwah, we love you.
The end of the world. It's coming.
We do not yell that
to
out.
A new Siege Combat.
No.
Huh?
No, we do not to yell it out. You do know we have less than a month before the zombie apocalypse. You cannot just yell it out. People are already
scared.
On edge.
I'm not scared. But I've got a list of people that the zombies can go for first. Thanks. All right. So, the end of the world. It's coming to the dawn of fantasy. Reverie World Studios has announced plans for the imminent expansion event to their flagship MMORTS game. Due at the start of next week, this massive expansion is titled The End of the World. It promises to greatly enhance the gameplay experience in Dawn of Fantasy's online kingdom. And in Dawn of Fantasy's best traditions, this expansion event is absolutely free.
Ooh.
The Mayans have predicted it. The media raved about it for over 2 years. Not really haven't heard much recently. Anyways, and now it's finally here. The end of the world. It's coming. But it's coming to Dawn of Fantasy. It's not the aliens or global warming. It's much, much scarier. They burn everything in their path, leaving nothing but ash and ruins, exterminating life itself. The dragons are coming.
Why must you yell it out like that?
I don't know, because it's cool. The new expansion event invites players to fight for survival as the game world burns around them. Working alone or in co-op mode, players will have to overcome the greatest foe imaginable. All major towns of the realm will now lie in ruins, and only by working together will all the players be able to reclaim the realm and avert the end of the world. This massive expansion event comes from an impressive feature list. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep hitting my hand on my desk. I don't know if y'all are hearing that. Anyways. Dragon realm-wide occupation. Dragons have taken over the entire game world, burning and raising everything in their path. From major towns to the realm of the smallest village, the world is on fire, and hungry dragons devour everything in their path. Realm reclaim co-op and solo gameplay. The realm is paralyzed, with dragons controlling most of the major towns. There is no trade or diplomacy. Bring your massive armies or team up with friends to reclaim the towns of the realm from your dragon occupation. Dragon Slayers! The Dragon Slayers order is rising to the occasion. Dragon Wars theme from the main menu to the world map, the game experience is transformed with new, brand new cinematic and atmospheric scenes. Dragon Attack Events! Dragons attack! Dragons can strike at any moment, be it during a quest, exploration, or player versus player match. And lastly, Homeland Defense. Wow. All right, anyways, even if your town is not safe, one of the dragons has infested your... Oh, even your own town is not safe. One of the dragons has infested your homeland and is getting ready to strike against your town. Raise your militia, mend your walls, and get ready to fight for your presence in the game world. Awesome. Anyway, so this is Dawn of Fantasy. And if you play, the end of the world is scheduled to start November 13th, so tomorrow. So get ready. You have 24 hours. Actually, less than that now. But anyways, you have 12 hours and 30 minutes. Get ready.
Oh, Tindy, you scare me. Why? Oh, my God, you scare me. Why you scare me?
Well, you know, at least you have 12 hours and 30 minutes to prepare for the end of the world.
I'm just going to hide up here. Because my office is brick. Yeah, come on in here.
Girl, we're going to have to pitch in and get you a new mic for Christmas. Wow.
Is it bad?
It is bad. Like, I hear you talking sometimes, but it's like I hear...
What about now?
Now. Well...
It's fine now.
It's, like, strange, because sometimes it's like, you know... No, it's not.
It's not fine?
No.
Why do you wait till we get on the air and insist? See, before we went on there, I was like, Ginger has to sound. Oh, it's fine. Then we get
it, it was fine. It's fine when you ask. And then, like, 2 seconds later, it's not fine.
How is it now? Hello?
It's fine.
Is it or not?
I had to wait for 2 seconds to see if it was going to start up again. Fine. I'm not repeating this entire it's fine part.
Do you know what? I'm leaving.
But it was like weird because like you'd be fine when you'd ask, and then I'd go to reply and go. Like, whoa! And you wonder why I keep stuttering over here. It's because it's like, do I stop? Is she trying to talk?
I am done talking to. Is it okay? Is it still okay, Ginger?
It's still okay. It's still okay.
I tell you, red-haired people.
You love me. You love me.
Well, you know, THQ is doing bad. But Sony is not faring much better.
It's really bad. It's like you're in the wind, Corey. It's the wind!
Am I still sounding like I'm in the wind?
No, you sound good.
Okay, I'm going to keep asking you because now you have made me paranoid. Okay. Sony's debt rating lowered near junk is what our friends over at KGI.biz is reporting this morning. Sony's quarterly report last week showed some signs of improvement for the company, but that turnaround isn't happening fast enough. Moody's Investor Service today downgraded its issuer and long-term senior unsecured bond rating of Sony from Baa2 to Baa3, its lowest investment grade rating. I got to get rid of my Sony stock. Moody's explained its reasons for pushing.
I got to
dump it. Got to get rid of it quick. It's not going to be worth anything.
Figure out what my password is for that.
Right? Moody explained its reasons for pushing Sony's rating to the brink of junk status, pointing to an increasingly rapid deterioration in demand in the digital AV market. The flat panel TV market has largely matured, the service said, and the explosive growth of smartphones is cannibalizing demand for Sony products like cameras and the PlayStation Vita. The service noted that the operating profits from Sony's digital imaging and games offerings were down 60% for the first half of the fiscal year, and it only expects the decline to worsen. Likewise, Sony is expected to continue losing money on TVs in light of stiff competition and weak sales expected for the coming year. The continued negative ratings outlook reflects Moody's view that without robust restructuring in the coming 12 to 18 months, Sony's non-financial service businesses will at best achieve roughly break-even, and also they're at the risk of remaining unprofitable. This is the second downgrade in a month for Sony's long-term bond rating and the third this year. Moody's kicked it from A3 to Baa1 in January and then to Baa2 just last month. You know, here is my issue with all of our game companies, and Nintendo's the only one who has not strayed from the formula. Mm-hmm. You have a whole generation of gamers. Now, we may play some games on our phone, and we may play some games on the iPad, and probably, I don't know about the Windows tablet just as of yet. But for the most part, we return to our consoles. We still want to play our Wii, PlayStation, and Xbox. And instead of you all sticking to that, you all tried to venture out somewhere. I don't know what the hell you all are doing. But Sony had the perfect thing when they made, what is it, your phone? The Xperia Play.
Yeah.
You all should have kept that one going, made it more powerful. You should have started your own phone service, Wi-Fi, all the things you could have done all by creating your own phone and letting – I wanted one. I was like, I need a phone that can game. Man, I don't even like World of Warcraft, but if I can play it on a phone, I will play just so I can be, you know, sitting somewhere. Girl Scout meeting with Baby Natrix and just playing World of Warcraft just because I can. So I think they're missing the boat. I'm looking at you now, Nintendo. You already have a little handheld thing. It can go on the internet. All you got to do is add a phone plan to it. I'm in. Just do it. I'm in. I don't know why they keep straying. They keep straying. It's kind of like they looked at EA was doing this a few years back. They had their fingers in all kinds of crazy stuff and music, and it just didn't work out because that's not your, it's not where you belong. That's not what got you your money. It's the gamers. Gamers want their games. You want to make me something amazing? Take me a Sims phone.
Ooh, I like that idea.
See, I don't know why this is so difficult for you all. Are you forgetting where you are? Do you think you're, you know, Toyota company or something? What is it that you're confused about? Even that, if you were going to partner with somebody, make me a car with Sims on it. It's green. It's got a plumb bob above the car that I can, when I drive, or the antenna's made out of something. You all are not the same. Yeah, that's the thing that's over the Sims head, for those of you who don't know, that little green diamond that says what kind of mood they're in. If it's green, they're happy. If it's red,
yeah, I figured it was just a diamond.
No, if they're upset or they're hungry or dying, then it's all red. And
well, I mean, I knew it changed colors, but I didn't realize there was a name that wasn't diamond.
Yes, I actually have one I got as a collector's item. It's actually a jump drive, but it's a plumb bob jump drive. Do you know how many?
Cool.
Yeah, I had to take it off my keychain. Do you know how many people try to take my plumb bob?
A lot. There are a lot of crazy Sim addicts out there. Oh, my God.
I found that out in Target.
You didn't get mugged for that.
I did almost get mugged. This lady was like, oh, that is so cool. Then she walks up and pulls it out, and she's like, oh, it's a jump drive. I was like, you're going to walk up and pull people's stuff.
What the hell?
You know I will knock you out.
No kidding. Man, you can pull somebody sometimes. That could be their point, man.
It didn't matter. It's mine. So I took it off my keychain.
Right.
It stays at home now. I think I took it out the other day because I went to go to FedEx Kinko's, and as soon as I walked into the school, I was like, oh, my God, is that that thing from The Sims? I was like, don't touch it. Stay back. She's like, oh, that is so cool. Can I? No, you cannot. When it starts with can I, it's automatically no. No. I'll put it in my bra just in case you start getting any ideas. Mm-hmm. Stick your hands in here. See what happens.
Benefit Evil 4 holds...
Benefit Evil? I'm going to need you to clarify, quantify something.
No, that is what it said. I know, I had to stop. It made my brain go, wait a minute, that's not right. No, it is, though. Benefit Evil holds a 4-day Resident Evil marathon to benefit Child's Play. That's kind of cool. All right, so starting November 29th, 2012, the Benefit Evil team will be broadcasting a live online marathon to raise money for the Child's Play charity. Child's Play donates books, toys, and games to children's hospitals around the world in an effort to make the patients' lives more comfortable. For 4 days, people will be able to tune in online at benefitevil.com and watch the team as they try their best to eliminate every zombie they can get their hands on in the Resident Evil series of games. The team will encourage the viewers to make a donation using the secure donation box located on their website. The webcast will feature a live... Wait, what? The webcast will feature a live picture-in-picture stream for the duration of the event. One picture will feature footage from the game being played, and the other will feature the players themselves. The audience will also be able to participate by talking with the team themselves. They will be able to do this in several ways. A live chat room is featured next to the video stream. They may email the team using the provided email, and they may also tweet the team. The webcast will also feature donation incentives, where the viewers can choose to punish one of the team members by making them something silly from a list. Be on the lookout for contests, prizes, donation challenges, and special events all weekend long. They say please join the Benefit Evil team as they do their best at what they enjoy to help improve the lives of those who are in need of fun and entertainment in children's hospital facilities around the globe. That's awesome. Again, you can donate to Child's Play anytime you want, any day of the week,
be Christmas.
Yeah, any day of the month. It's awesome.
But
it is awesome that people are doing these events and helping getting awareness raised. So,
I think, I was going to say, I think we got all the awareness that we need, but not necessary. Ginger, every time I switch over, I pass by this Second Life page. You scare me because I see this little thing standing next to me, and it's not all, you're not always res. And I'm like, what is that? And I see, oh, it's ginger.
That's not a big thing. That's a little thing.
It's your, I
see my little Dalek shirt. Free hugs.
I like your sneakers.
Oh, thank you. Those are not mine. I mean, they are mine, but I got them from a hunt.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to take them off and let me hold it for a minute.
And no, but you can get them on the marketplace.
No, I want to hold yours, and you know why. I want to see them.
No.
I'm going to give it back, Ginger. You don't trust me?
I can't trade them.
You know what? We're going to talk, me and you, later.
I can take them off and, like, res them out. You may do that. I don't have any friends they are.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk later, me and you.
I am not scared of you.
Put you up, my little red hair, Ginger. You know what it's time for?
I'm a little bit scared.
You know what it's time for?
No, don't beat me up.
No, it's time for Charlie.
Oh, please, you don't like making that noise. But I'm like, no, don't beat me up.
I don't ever beat you. I just pull your hair. You're all right. Yank it a little bit.
Yeah, pull my hair.
You're too cute to beat up.
I know. It's adorable.
I think I would feel guilty even if I stepped on your foot. You just have one of those faces. You look so sweet. And you're like, oh.
Oh, I'm so adorable.
But I don't turn my back on you because I know better. Okay, so.
Totally turn your back on me. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
No, we don't trust you.
It'd be good for your health.
No.
There's your shoe.
Mm-mm. I'm not even over there. I'm getting ready to do charts. Are you ready?
Charts, let's do this. Number 10, right?
Of course.
Number 10.
Medal of Honor, Warfighter. Mm.
Ooh, rare.
Mm-hmm. Looks like EA is dominating the charts this week. They made a lot of money.
EA is dominating everything recently.
Yeah. That sucks. Number 9.
They gave back Mythic. So. Number 9.
That's the one good thing we can say.
I know, right? Mythic is free. Okay.
Stop it. Just Dance 4.
Just Dance 4.
Number 8.
Numero 8.
Borderlands 2.
Yay!
Thank you, Interactive. By the way, Borderlands 2 is hiring, if you want to know for what job. It is the coolest job ever. I would tell you to go over and check our job boards, but I think they're doing something weird. But in case they're not, stop by GameAndMatrix.com. I think that one is still working fine.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, not new. The new one is being crazy. So the old one is still up, ready to rock. Go check that out. Look for that job. It is, if you're like, why would I want to, how can I work there? I live in, oh, I don't know, Idaho. At home job. That's all I'm going to tell you. Go look. Yes. Take Two Interactive for Borderlands 2. You have to have played Borderlands, Ginger, like, extensively.
Oh.
I just ran across this on our boards. I was like, hey, this is on our boards. Yeah, you got to look for it. Okay, number 7.
Numero 7.
WWE 13 from THQ.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Come on, THQ.
THQ. You need some money, man.
We're rooting for you.
Man. Otherwise, something's going to come get you, and there's going to be heads rolling everywhere. It's going to be bloodbath.
Marco does not play. Number 6.
Number 6, because it's one letter away from another word we like.
I'm done. Skylanders Giants. Activision Blizzard. No comment.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5.
Numero 5.
Football Manager 2011. Oh, from Sega.
Not the American kind, the English.
No, we don't have Football Manager. So if you hear Football and Manager together, it is 9 times out of 10 not us.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is Coach.
Yep.
Coach. Number 4.
Number 4.
EA again. Need for Speed Most Wanted. Work. Guess number 3 is?
Numero 3.
Guess.
Halo.
It's EA again with FIFA 13.
It's FIFA again. FIFA. Viva la FIFA.
Viva la FIFA. All right. Number 2.
Number 2.
Ubisoft. I'm going to say, okay, Ubisoft.
Wow.
Assassin's Creed 3, which I got some time to play this.
Pull the fish back out. Oh.
Yes. Assassin's Creed 3, which I got to play this weekend. If you're watching our Facebook, you saw me and Candace PDP. I'm sorry, I may be saying their name wrong, trading barbs back and forth, where I told her I had to mess up a whole gang of red coats with my hatchet. Wait a minute, it's not a hatchet. My tomahawk. Why did I say hatchet? My tomahawk. Yeah, we had some talks, me and these red coats. I was not bothering them. They started it. Apparently, they wanted to be scalped. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Number 1.
Number
Oh, I can't even do it so hard. Halo 4, I'm laughing so hard. Halo 4, I couldn't even sing it right. From Microsoft. You know what? No, ma'am. Did I not tell you it was too early for that? It's too early today. You said that for afternoon.
I love you, Miss Corey.
Oh.
And I love
thank you, Horace. Thank you.
What did Horace say? What did Horace say?
He gave me the thumbs up, said I was 5x5. Because Ginger
is. Now. You are now. Earlier, man, girl, it was not pretty. It was not pretty. Like, I would go to talk, and you would make this horrible crunching noise. And I was like, do I talk? Is she trying to talk? What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, PopCap Games and the American Dental Association helped put a stop to Zombie Mouse this Halloween. 1 million cards printed and distributed across the United States. 250,000 Plants vs. Zombies games downloaded in the name of Oral Health. Free game redemption period extended to November 13th. All right, so what do we got? The American Dental Association, the ADA, and the PopCap Games today announced that their first collaborative Stop Zombie Mouse campaign has been a great success. More than 1 million trading cards were distributed by dentists across the United States leading up to Halloween, while PopCap's Plants vs. Zombies was downloaded by Trick or Treaters more than 250,000 times in the week following the holiday. In order to meet demand, the deadline to redeem the free download has been extended to November 13th of 2012. Wait a minute, does this mean I can get it for free? Anyways, the campaign was a tremendous success using a unique platform to improve the oral health literacy of entire families. This is Dr. Jonathan Shinkin, ADA spokesperson on pediatric dentistry. The American Dental Association looks forward to future innovative collaborations that enable us to realize the goal of reducing oral health disparities. All right, so the goal of the Stop Zombie Mouth campaign was for adults to pick up coupons from ADA dentist offices or to download them directly from StopZombieMouth.com, giving them out to kids on Halloween instead of distributing candy. By the time the campaign wrapped up on Halloween night, over 20,000 Stop Zombie Mouth kits had been created for members for member dentists of the ADA, and more than 1 million packs of collectible trading cards had been distributed throughout the United States. Oh, this is nice. They said by Thursday, November 8th, over XXX people had downloaded the PC version of the Plants vs.
XXX?
XXX.
No comment.
XXX. That's not a number, people.
Triple X? Dirty people? Three times as dirty people?
Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, it says XXX. Yeah, that's not...
No comment. You just really... You know what? I'm done.
Like a yawn game.
All right. Those of you who have heard of PC Mag, well.
I have heard of it.
Oh, well. Ziff Davis, who's the owner of popular media properties like PC Mag and Geek.com, has been purchased by a cloud service company called J2 Global for $167
million.
Ooh.
$1 million.
Oh, it gets even more impressive. The all cash deal will lead to an increase in J2's estimated 2012 revenue of $365 million, the company has said. It will also add $60 million to J2's 2013 revenues. J2 offers a variety of cloud-based communication services, including the online faxing company eFax, which we have used. I didn't even know they own that. According to VentureBeat, they also own a backup service called Keep It Safe. But the deal obviously gives J2 a leg up in digital media. It'll be interesting to see what this means for Ziff Davis. So, and what are they going to do now? Like many media companies, Ziff Davis has faced a bumpy road over the past few years. In 2008, the firm filed for bankruptcy protection and ceased production of the print version of PC Mag. I know this because I had a free subscription. I was like, what happened to my PC Mag? It was then acquired by the private equity firm Great Hill Partners in 2010. Details of the deal weren't disclosed, but it was thought to be under $150 million at the time. Vivek Shah, a former Time Warner, a media executive, also assumed the chief executive role at ZD at that point. In addition to media properties, Ziff Davis also owns Buyer Base, a data-driven and targeting platform. The combination of such a platform with popular web properties could make this deal worthwhile for J2, which is also dabbling in online ads. Yeah, they're stepping in Google's pond, and you know Google is not going for it, baby.
Yeah,
they're going to try to eat you guys up. So anyway, congratulations to PC Mag for at least being sold and not dying. And we're anxious to see if you end up sticking around anyway. Hopefully nobody loses their job over there, which is good.
All right, people need to learn to not be texting it during the show.
No texting during the show.
No texting.
If you do it slow.
Hard. Anyways,
Wait a minute. I'm done talking for the day. I'm just done. I can't do it. She's dirty.
Crunching Koalas revealed their free open beta program. Crunching Koalas Fresh Indie Game Studio launching their free open beta program available through their blog, crunchingkoalas.com. Crunching Koalas would like to invite everybody to their free open beta program available through their fresh new blog. Our open beta program will enable everyone to play, test, and send feedback on very early versions of our games for free. Starting in November of this year, we will be releasing playable alpha versions of our games. So in other words, if this is a very, very early release, if this is before the alpha, a lot of crap is not working yet. So if you do play it, it's not going to work. It's going to be broken.
You mean I can't play it? You mean I can't tell my friends we can't all play?
No, probably not, because your friends are probably going to smack you upside the head and be all like, why did you have me download this? All right, well, that was a short one. Can I do another one?
Yes.
No crying, Corey.
I just want to play with my friends.
Oh, there's a zombie on your lawn.
There probably is.
New update shows fans the wonder and scope of online worlds. Latest update brings a mini expansion of new content heralded by a massive one-time in-game event.
What is it?
What is it about? Well, the second major content update within 3 months since launch of Guild Wars 2. This week, entitled The Lost Shores, it arrives November 15th, so that's in 3 days. The updates bring in many new features, a multi-stage one-time event that will forever change the world of Guild Wars 2. Kind of like my world. Stop changing it. Anyways, following the hugely successful multi-stage mystery of the recent Halloween event. By the way, I never was able to find all those darn pumpkins to carve. Anyways, the Lost Shores update continues ArenaNet's tradition of delivering regular content, compelling events, and unequaled ease of access in its regular game releases, all subscription-free. The Lost Shores update is a mini expansion worth of new content that brings players an unprecedented amount of new areas to explore, challenges to conquer, and goals to achieve. It's all punctuated with a massive one-time event that will change Tyria forever.
How so?
Well, we get a new zone to explore. Oh, it's going to be accessible to all players, regardless of level. Oh, I like that. Challenging new dungeon to conquer, new PvP map set with Coden Dojo, new gear to acquire, ranging from additional weapon skins to item enhancements to an additional tier of items between exotic and legendary. Crafting updates including a new resource to harvest. Ooh, yay, I like harvesting. And 200 new recipes. A one-time in-game event that will forever leave its mark on the world of Tyria starting
Friday.
They keep
saying that, but they don't want to tell us what it is. I don't appreciate that.
They're not telling me.
Hmm.
There's nothing here. They are not. They're not telling us. It's going to be something. And it's going to revamp the whole world. It's going to be a whole new world.
Speaking of zombies...
Oh, we got
a zombie watch. Well, this is not real world bath salts, but still the same. Remember the game? Actually, this is from game developer Red Barrel, and they say they want you to run for your life in their new game Outlast. Well, I wish I could talk without choking. Of course, they're saying if you love the 2008 parkour style action game Mirror's Edge, but thought it would be better with a bit of heart pounding terror thrown in, well, the new Montreal-based developer Red Barrel's Outlast game might be just for you. The Outlast experience is mostly about scaring the hell out of people, as Red Barrel's co-founder David Shantanoff recently told our friends over at GamesBeat during an interview. He said the new game is the latest evidence that horror games are enjoying a resurgence on the PC. Titles like Amnesia, The Dark Descent, which Blaster was going on about. Remember that night we were all falling asleep? This is what he was talking about, this game. I was like, man, tell me in the morning. They also did Slenderman and The Walking Dead. They're working on that one. You guys didn't know. Not the one for Facebook. There is a survival horror game that's coming out from The Walking Dead. He says that they're finding critical and commercial success despite their lack of traditional combat. For Chatanoff, Outlast is also less about combat and more about survival. He compares the game to a haunted house. Outlast is the first game to come out of the new studio made up of former Ubisoft developers. Players take on the role of journalist Miles Upshar, who discovers something horrifying in a supposedly abandoned asylum in Colorado. No one outside the studios knows much about the game's plot at this time, although its atmospheric trailer makes references to Operation Paperclip, a program to recruit Nazi scientists following World War II. Ooh, and Project McUltra, MC Ultra, an illegal CIA research effort involving human behavioral engineering conducted in the 1950s. When asked, Chantanoff is coy about what role both play in the game. He says, "We've got some people having fun with these conspiracies and everything. It's something that we like to play with." Chatanoff and his fellow Red Barrel co-founders Philip Moran and Hugo Dallier had wanted to create a survival horror game for a long time. He said, "We kind of had ideas about creating a horror game on the Nintendo Wii, but the opportunity never came." See, people think developers didn't want to do the Wii. They just don't get a chance all the time. He said the problem, he said, was the amount of money Ubisoft would need to spend on a team to create the game that was more than what a game would actually make it make in sales once it launched. He says, "For the big studios, I think horror games are kind of dead. It's mostly about action games like Dead Space. All of those games were originally horror. Nowadays, they mostly feel like shooters." Outlast trailer, and if you haven't seen it, I'll probably tweet it, and we'll put it up on our news site somewhere. it's noted for its lack of combat, and like other recent indie survival horror games such as Amnesia and Slenderman, Outlast focuses more on exploration and running and hiding from enemies than racking up the kill count. Although Chantanoff doesn't rule out combat in the game entirely, the trailer shows the main character Miles Upshur from a first-person perspective as he dashes down blood-stained hallways, slides across tables, and climbs up broken walls as a humanoid creature with glowing eyes chases him. Ooh, I love it! Okay, so
wow, that sounds creepy, dude.
Yes.
That's a little creepy.
The creature looks like it could have been a former asylum patient. And Chatanoff laughs when it's described as Mirror's Edge meets 28 Days Later. That's so hot. If you want to see the trailer again, I will go ahead and post it for you. They're saying they also used some other movies for inspiration, films like Cloverfield, Quarantine. If you have not seen Quarantine, oh, my God, you have to see that one. That's an indie film that I didn't want to watch, but, oh, my God, could not stop watching it once I did. Oof. Anyway, the game is expected to be out on PC sometime next year, so get yourselves ready. I wish it was coming out for winter. That's a perfect winter game to be huddled up, you know, with
that
your blanket over your head.
That sounds like a perfect winter game to be on.
Wow. Okay, so...
I don't know about that zombie crawling up the wall thing, though, man.
Dude, that is all kinds of hot.
That sounds like something like from my nightmares.
That's the whole point. You're supposed to be scared. I want to say hello to our girls over at Elite Girl Gamers. Thank you for putting up that picture of that girl. They put up the picture. Do you remember... probably a year or two ago, I wrote an article about, you know, being an African-American gamer, and I had a picture up of the one black woman I've ever seen in a commercial holding a gun. There's another picture of her from Black Ops, and she's holding two magnums, and she's got two guns on her back, and she's sitting on the floor of somewhere looking at the camera. I like it. Thanks, girls, for putting it up. Okay, it's time for us to go.
It is time for us to go.
We got stuff to do. We got the sales put on.
yeah, we do.
It's on. It's on today. It's on. Anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow, bright and early, and twice tomorrow. You get us twice tomorrow.
Yay!
We'll be here twice in a row, twice.
We will, man. And I've got a game that I found this morning I'm going to talk about tomorrow night that I swear to God they stole the avatars from another game.
Really?
From the game we're in right now, actually.
Well, you know what? Since my mic is messed up, it stands to reason that wasn't even me. Look at that.
Cool. Wow.
Glados.
She don't. And the thing was, GLaDOS, she's got new way of fighting us, and that's not cool.
Have you seen GLaDOS lately in Second Life?
I have not seen GLaDOS recently. I'm a little upset by this. I liked my GLaDOS.
The cake was a lie.
The cake was a lie.
Yeah, the cake was a lie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that means we're out. We will see you guys later. You know, find us.
Mwah.
You didn't tell them.
Later, boys and girls.